You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Yesterday, Marshfield Clinic had their grand opening of their new and improved renovated hospital department. We spoke with Lori McEwen, Vice President of Operations and Patient Care Services, who had words of praise for the very adaptable and resilient hospital staff that had to work with construction schedules.
To be able to have such a dynamic team, if it wasn't for the team of leaders that we had, when I hear the word resilient, I really think of our team here, because it's like, okay, now I'm taking the emergency room and I'm moving it to med surg this week, and they would just all pack up and figure it out. And now I'm taking, you know, the emergency department, we're moving you back, and now med surg is going to have to go into administration for a while. And everybody just worked together because they knew the end project was going to be well worth all of it.
Saturday, September 20th, from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., Sleep in Heavenly Peace invites you out to Christ the Servant Lutheran Church to come help build some beds. It's going to be the Breaking Chains Band leading worship from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. You're invited to come sing, dance, and clap along. And then from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., you can help build some beds. And at the end of it all, at 12:30 p.m., a free lunch will be served. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, September 20th, from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., over at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church, right here in Park Falls. Wisconsin Democrats have introduced a package of bills that they say would benefit workers. Savannah Tomielsen reports.
Most notably, if passed, their plan would repeal Act 10. The controversial law, championed by then-Governor Scott Walker, curbed collective bargaining rights for public sector employees. State Senator Mark Spreitzer.
This proposal will restore workplace fairness and ensure that those who benefit from union representation are contributing their fair share so that we can build strong unions that can make sure we have good wages and working conditions for everyone.
The bills would also strengthen laws against misclassification. That's basically where employers can call their employees independent contractors when they're really not. Democratic lawmakers say that can have a wide range of impacts. Businesses can avoid paying payroll taxes and unemployment, and they don't have to provide health and safety benefits. Larry Statz owns his contracting business. He says companies that misclassify their employees are saving so much money, they're able to undercut businesses who are following the law, like his.
More and more competitors have adopted the illegal business model of misclassification, where they mislabel their actual workers as independent contractors. They avoid paying taxes, Social Security, workman's comp, and unemployment benefits. A responsibility that honest employers like us take on every day.
This package of bills would also reinstate prevailing wage laws. Republicans repealed Wisconsin's in 2015. All 60 Democrats in the state assembly and state senate have signed on to these bills. However, because they don't have the majority, they're unlikely to go anywhere without Republican support. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
As many of you may have heard, yesterday the Hayward Middle School was placed into a soft lockdown. Mark Berquist, the district administrator, sent out a press release explaining the situation. In it, he stated that a report was made regarding a potential weapons on school grounds. And, following established safety protocols, school administration immediately contacted local law enforcement. Officers responded quickly and, during the investigation, did confirm that a student was in possession of a weapon. This weapon was confiscated and is now with law enforcement. During this time, students were placed in a soft lockdown for approximately 20 minutes. The individual was removed from campus and will face disciplinary action in accordance with school district policy. Due to the school's legal obligation to maintain student confidentiality, they cannot share further details at this time. However, they are deeply grateful for the swift response and continued partnership of local law enforcement officers. And the school would like to strongly encourage all students, staff, and families to notify school staff or law enforcement if you see or hear anything that could represent a potential safety concern. The school thanks everyone very much for your partnership in helping them maintain a safe and secure learning environment. Once again, yesterday the Hayward Middle School was placed into a soft lockdown for approximately 20 minutes. The incident has been solved, and there is no danger to students, staff, or the public. Friday, from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., over at the Hodag Dome in Rhinelander, the Autism Society of Central Wisconsin is very excited to invite you to their sensory-friendly family night. This is a no-cost, inclusive event for families impacted by autism and other disabilities. It is a safe and welcoming space to come as you are and have fun together. Activities include a bounce house, yard games, and sensory activities. You can register through the Autism Society of Central Wisconsin's Facebook page. And if you have any questions, you can reach out through autismsocietycw@gmail.com. Once again, that email for questions is autismsocietycw@gmail.com. Once again, this is taking place Friday, September 12th from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. over at the Hodag Dome in Rhinelander. Average gas prices took a slight dip in the state, dropping 2.2 cents over the last week. Melissa Kay has more.
The average on Monday is $2.95 in the state. This is 7.9 cents per gallon higher than a month ago, but over 10 cents lower than this time last year. Prices have been volatile in the Midwest in recent weeks. A refinery in Indiana experienced a temporary outage because of severe weather. With the restart of BP's Whiting Refinery, Great Lakes states saw significant relief. The transition to winter gasoline is just a week away for most areas, and OPEC Plus announced an increase in oil production starting in October. This could help keep oil prices lower for longer.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers wrap it up in Texas.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. Game 3 of the Brewers-Rangers series today in Arlington. Milwaukee losing again last night, this time 5-4. The Rangers rookie Michael Helman, the star again, with a leaping catch over the outfield fence to deny Bryce Terang a home run. And then he went out and hit his own two-run homer in his next at-bat. The Brewers have reactivated Rhys Hoskins after missing 57 games with an injured thumb. NFL, the Packers signing wide receiver Christian Watson to a one-year extension worth $13 million. Watson suffering a torn ACL early January against the Bears, expected back later this season. The Packers play the Commanders tomorrow night at Lambeau Field. Kickoff 7:15. Offensive tackle Zach Tom and guard Aaron Banks, both questionable for the game. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers played Alabama for the first time ever this Saturday. Kickoff 11 a.m. It looks like Danny O'Neill will again start at quarterback. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Fans of The Office should probably know by now there is a spinoff of the show called The Paper. The show dropped last week and is shot in the same mockumentary style as The Office was. The pilot of the show lacked some of that natural quirkiness that The Office had. There were a few laughs, but I don't see the show going that far without a Steve Carell or Rainn Wilson. If you're interested to see for yourself, check out The Paper on Peacock. The highly awaited Task has dropped on HBO. Series creator and showrunner Brad Inglesby is also the creative force behind the critically acclaimed Mare from Easttown. Heading up the cast is Mark Ruffalo, who is joined by Tom Pelfrey, Amelia Jones, and nightlight pal Jamie McShane. The show follows a task force led by Ruffalo that is trying to stop a series of home robberies. I watched the pilot, which aired last weekend, and really dug it. Unfortunately, we only get one episode a week from HBO. New episodes drop at 9 p.m. Sunday nights. Definitely worth a look, and if you haven't seen it yet, check out Mare from Easttown with Kate Winslet. Neil Diamond fans might want to start making plans for the holidays. Song Sung Blue, named after the Neil Diamond hit, finally has a release date and will hit theaters nationwide on Christmas Day, the perfect day to give us a reprieve from Christmas tunes. The film is based on a true story of a Wisconsin-based couple who formed a Neil Diamond tribute band called Thunder and Lightning. Mike and Claire Sardina were down on their luck musicians living in Milwaukee. Once they started performing together and singing those feel-good Diamond tunes, they became a local phenomenon. The film is based on the 2008 documentary of the same name by Greg Coe. The film has serious star power. The cast is led by Hugh Jackman and Kate Hudson, with an ensemble that includes The Sopranos' Michael Imperioli, Ella Anderson, and Jim Belushi. Song Sung Blue is directed by Craig Brewer. Go to YouTube and check out the trailer, waiting with bated breath to find out if Sweet Caroline will be in the film. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Given the life Charlie Sheen has led, apparently it was impossible to fit all of his transgressions or adventures into his recent two-part documentary that just dropped. The Book of Sheen is available available for readers September 9th. Just some juicy facts that Sheen shared ahead of the release are how he dealt with his HIV diagnosis in 2011 and an intervention that was disguised as his father Martin Sheen's 50th birthday party. Sheen was whisked away to a rehab facility, but he wasn't quite ready. He apparently needed one more night of partying, which included judging a bikini contest in Palm Springs. Sheen told the nurse at the rehab facility he would be back the next morning at 9 a.m. or he would give her $1 million. A man of his word, after doing cocaine all night and judging said bikini contest with Nicolas Cage, Sheen returned at 8:44 a.m. to commence rehab. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some dense fog expected early, then expect mostly cloudy skies with highs right around 70. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies with lows in the lower 50s. A good-looking September day on Thursday with partly sunny skies and highs in the mid-70s. It's 58 at our studios.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.